Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office. On behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 17th of July. The general synopsis at 1800. Low 200 miles west of Shannon, 1004, expected just west of North Rockall, 1002 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Tara. Variable 2 to 4, drizzle, fog patches, moderate to very poor. South Tara, east 40s. Northwesterly 4, becoming variable 3, drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, West Dogger. Variable 3, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5, showers later. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. East Dogger, Fisher. Northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. German Bight, northwest 3 to 5, fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5 in west, fog patches in Humber. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Humber. Dover, White, Portland. Variable, mainly southwest 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Plymouth, southwest 3 to 5, drizzle, fog patches. Moderate, occasionally very poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Trafalgar, variable 2 to 4, at first in west, otherwise northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east, fair, moderate or good. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly 5 at first in southeast, otherwise variable 2 to 4, showers, moderate or good. Northwest Fitzroy, westerly or southwesterly veering, northwesterly later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. West or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Seoul. Occasional rain, fog patches. Moderate, occasionally very poor. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming south 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, southwest, veering west later 4 to 6. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. South or southeast 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, thundery rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5 in southwest and also later elsewhere. Rain later, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300, Tyree Automatic. East 2, 24 miles, 1016 now rising. Stornoway, northeast 2, 15 miles, 1017 rising slowly. Lerwick, west-northwest 1, mist 6 miles, 1015 rising slowly. Wick Automatic, south by west 1, 14 miles, 1017 rising slowly. Aberdeen, south 1, mist 3 miles, 1017 now falling. Lucas, south by west 1, 15 miles, 1017 rising more slowly. Boomer, southwest 2, mist 1 mile, 1018, rising slowly. Bridlington, northeast 1, 1018, rising slowly. Sendetti, light vessel automatic, southwest 2, 5 miles, 1018. Greenwich, light vessel automatic, southwest by west 4, 5 miles, 1018. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, West-northwest 3, 1080 now falling. Jazzy, west 3, 6 miles, 1020 rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest 4, 200 meters, 1019. Silly automatic, southwest by west 3, rain, 200 meters, 1018 rising slowly. Milford Haven, southeast 2, rain, 300 meters, 1016 falling slowly. Aberporth, south-southeast 4, rain, 1 mile, 1016 falling slowly. Valley, east 1, 12 miles, 1070 now rising. Liverpool Crosby, northeast by east 1, 8 miles, 1017 rising slowly. Valencia, south by east 3, slight drizzle, 1600 meters, 1015 rising slowly. Ronald's Way, south-southeast 1, 16 miles, 1017 now falling. Malinhead, southeast by south 3, 19 miles, 1015 now falling. Macrihanish Automatic, southeast by east 3, 27 miles, 1016 rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 16th of July. General situation, an area of low pressure will move north near the west and northwest of the British Isles, gradually bringing fronts in from the west, along with some rain or showers, some of which will be thundery. Fog patches will affect some coastlines. Strong winds are possible in northwestern areas for a time. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, then variable 3 or less again later near Cape Wrath. Rain or showers later, fog patches developing in east. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, then veering southerly 2 to 4 later in south. Showers later, fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5, veering south 2 to 4 later, showers later, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 3 to 5. Showers later, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Veering southerly 2 to 4 later in Thames Estuary. Mainly fair. Good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsabil. Variable becoming mainly southwesterly 2 to 4, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsabil to Lyme Regis, west or southwest 2 to 4, drizzle at first, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, south or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later near the Isles of Scilly. Occasional drizzle, fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, until later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable mainly southwest 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5 later, near St. David's Head. Occasional drizzle, fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, until later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable mainly southeast 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle with fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, then variable 2 to 4 later in southeast. Fair, then occasional rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain or showers becoming thundery at times. Fog patches developing in east. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in west and very poor in east. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, then occasional rain or showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6. Veering southerly 3 to 5 later in far west. Fair, then occasional rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan points to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly, then veering southerly at times later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Fair, then occasional rain, perhaps thundery. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, variable becoming mainly southwest 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5 later. Fog patches. Good. Occasionally, very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin here on BBC Radio 4. We'll be joining our colleagues over at the BBC World Service a little later than usual. We're back with you at 5 later this morning. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Doctors in Britain have announced that 8 babies have been born using a pioneering 3-person IVF technique to prevent them from being born with devastating mitochondrial disease. James Gallagher has more details.
Mitochondria are in nearly every cell. If they're defective, then the body is starved of the energy it needs to function. It can lead to severe disability, and some babies die within days of being born. Mitochondria, though, are passed only from mother to child. So this method, pioneered by UK scientists, combines the egg and sperm from mum and dad with the healthy mitochondria from a second donor woman. The resulting child inherits 0.1% of their DNA from the donor.
Syria says its army has begun to withdraw from the mainly Druze city of Suweida. More than 350 people have died since last weekend, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Israel, which launched airstrikes on Damascus on Wednesday, says that Syrian forces in Suweida have been attacking Druze civilians. Ibrahim Alabi, an advisor to Syria's foreign minister, told the BBC Israel's attacks were increasing instability in the country.
What they are doing is actually putting the Druze community as a whole at risk, because while we are trying to calm sectarian tensions, when Syrians see that there's one group that is being aided by a country that still occupies Syrian lands, that just bombed the centre of Damascus, that has military incursions into Syria, that is not helpful.
The US and Israel-backed group that has taken over food distribution in Gaza has given a rare press briefing after at least 20 people were killed in a crush at one of its sites. A spokesman for the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation blamed Hamas for causing the crowd to surge. He said his information came from the Israeli army.